This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Marking a year of loss and disruption, President Joe Biden on Thursday signed into law the $1.9 trillion relief package that he said will help the United States defeat the coronavirus and nurse the economy back to health.
Democrats, independents, our Republican friends have made it clear, the people out there made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan.
The signing came just hours before the president delivers his first primetime address since taking office. He's aiming to steer the nation toward a hungered-for sentiment, hope, as he marks 1 year since the onset of the pandemic that has killed more than 529,000 Americans. Real-world data from Israel suggests Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine is 94% effective in preventing asymptomatic infections. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reports.
Analysis from the live data collected between mid-January and early March also showed the vaccine was 97% effective in preventing symptomatic disease, severe disease, and death. The study showed unvaccinated individuals were 44 times more likely to develop COVID-19 symptoms and 29 times more likely to die than those who received the vaccine. Data out of Israel show Pfizer's vaccine is also proving to be effective against the highly infectious coronavirus variant first discovered in Britain. Researchers are eager to see how Pfizer's dose stacks up against another variant first discovered in South Africa. But so far, too few Israelis have been exposed to that to draw conclusions.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.